You know, Republicans doubled the debt.
Cut debt and deficit.
Give tax breaks to millionaires.
Balancing our budget.
Limiting government, cutting spending.
Requires hatchets and scalpels.
That's some voices from Washington talking about how to cut down on spending. That's actually Senator John McCain saying that it's going to require hatchets and scalpels. And that looks like what we have in this report from a bipartisan commission. They've released their initial proposal on how to cut government spending by some $200 billion by the year 2015. And in the end, cut our deficit. A few politically difficult targets in there. One of them, of course, Social Security, middle class tax breaks, and of course, defense spending. Some of the highlights, a gradual 15-cent a gallon increase in the federal gas tax, raising the retirement age to 69 from 60 to 67 by 2075, and limiting or eliminating that mortgage interest deduction, also the child tax credit and the earned income tax credit. And then, of course, there's cutting the Pentagon weapons programs and paring back some more domestic programs. Todd Zwillick is with us, a Takeaway Washington correspondent. He can talk about how exactly this is going to get passed in Washington, if it is. And Charlie Herman, economics editor for The Takeaway and WNYC. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Celeste.
Charlie, let me start with you, because for a long time we've heard people say, look, you can't cut the deficit without cutting into three sacrosanct programs: Social Security, Medicare, and the military. So let's start with Social Security. This is something that Americans do not want to see harmed, and yet this proposal would cut it.
Well, it would cut it, but it would also it would cut benefits. It would raise some taxes in there. It would change the cost of living increase that
change
Social Security benefits
age.
Would get,
yeah.
change
yeah.
retirement
yeah.
age. Yeah. But it would also do things that if you make a certain amount of money, that you would not get as many benefits if you made more money than others. So they wanted to put in some protections for people who made less money or to prevent poverty among seniors. Also,
you know who he sounds like? Sarkozy.
I was just going to say, you know, they
the
in France raised
exactly
the retirement age by 2 age, yeah. ended up with garbage in the streets and burning
but
of barricades.
But there's been a general consensus here that if you want to fix Social Security, you have to raise the retirement age. People live longer than they did before. And the second thing is, and this proposal gets at this as well, is to try and increase the amount of taxes. You know, if you make a certain amount of money, after a certain point, you stop paying Social Security benefits taxes. They want to increase that.
Okay. So it's also cutting into the defense spending, which, again, has long been sacred.
Cutting into defense spending. I mean, the great thing about this bill, this proposal, I should say, is that there's something for everybody to hate. There's raising taxes. There's cutting defense spending. There's a suggestion that the government, the child tax credit, for God's sake. I want to give Todd some time here to say whether or not this is going to be likely to get passed. But one of my favorites is save money by having the default on the copiers be double-sided, so not as much paper is cut. I mean, it gets down to the weeds.
Nitty
it gets to the
gritty.
Big, big projects and the little tiny things
that
as well, too.
That would be the scalpels John McCain was talking about. But Todd Zwillick,
that's how our printers are set here.
The co-commission chair, Alan Simpson, said he probably has to go into the witness protection program after this proposal is released. Are they ever going to be able to get through this through Congress?
The reaction to this was swift and strong from the left, Celeste. Nancy Pelosi calling it unacceptable, a non-starter. The union's going nuts. On the right, conservative anti-tax groups, Republicans, a little less angry in their reaction, but they don't want to come to the table either. And this isn't even a final proposal. This was just a leaked proposal of the two chairmen before the rest of the commission even has their say. And in a lot of ways, it reminded me of the Middle East and the peace process, only in this way. And I'm going to tell you why, only in this way. You know, okay, I'm not drawing an equivalency between the two, but you have basically, you know, the Middle East roadmap. You know, here's not even the agreement, but the roadmap we're going to use to get to the agreement. This document that came out was just the roadmap to the roadmap. It wasn't even the agreement. Both sides saying, we're not even coming to the table on this. And in order to have the conversation to get to where we all need to go, which is basically fiscal responsibility, i.e. some form of peace, the two sides aren't even talking about coming to the table at this point. So can it get passed in this form? No way. Not in this political system.
But what's interesting about it is that they are throwing down the gauntlet. They are basically saying, this is what we think. If we're going to be serious about addressing this,
which you said
these are things that we need to look at.
But how do we take them seriously? These are things they would never have proposed while in office, the two chairmen. Alan Simpson is a legislator from Wyoming.
That gets to the legislative process, whether or not these proposals are legit. But it is a starting point, and sometimes you need to be out of it to be able to propose.
Todd, absolutely. Todd, any conspiracy theories about them releasing this initial proposal while the president is out of the country?
Well, I think they released it the way they did because they knew the reaction would be negative and swift, and they wanted to get out ahead of that criticism and try to release it on their own terms instead of on schedule when everybody could prepare to attack it as strongly as they did, and it was strong enough as it was.
And give Alan Simpson time to change his name and address.
I know my word next week.
Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Charlie Herman, economics editor for The Takeaway and WNYC.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.